minutes, hours, second year, a collective of words in which associate with time. Time and tide waits for no one, nor nothing can stop nor adapt it. That is why I urge you to grasp every opportunity that is thrown your way as if it were your last. Now, many believe that time doesn't actually exist. They believe it's a collective of numbers used to measure life. However, time does exist, but does not have to be measured by the minute, but by achievements. I'm a seed dispersed from Rangiatia, planted deep down into the ground upon Papatuanuku, is where I am found, at Waipawa Forest. I am a 51.2 Cody tree, and believe me, time waits for no one. I continue to stand strong 2,500 years on, and I have seen many tears shed, but instead of being misled, I stood still. With a strong will, knowing the truth of things unseen, even the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi. I gazed to the north, to Paihia, to Waitangi, a land riddled with anguish by a document that was supposed to unite us, however tore two worlds apart. And in the words of William Hobson, he iwi kotahi tato, yeah, right. These words, only a few, do not ring true, merely just a toy slogan, yeah, right. Yes, I am a tree with a mind that has been set free, seen many things only you could dream. I have watched over Whenau Kupa as she took her very first steps, only a few. As she grew, those steps led the Māori Land War March in 1975. From Te Hapua to Parliament, fighting for our rights, our privileges, fighting for all restrictions that have held us back from being Māori. And in 1932, Whenau Kupa and Tāpiri Rananata created a Māori land development scheme. They are people whom have used their time wisely. They built a foundation for the next generation to walk upon. Their achievements outlasted time. Tāpiri Rananata, a prodigy, a man born from a sacred ceremony, an inspirational Māori lawyer and politician, whom's words echo in the air even though he's no longer here to say them. Grow tender, shoot for the days of our world. Turn your hand to the tools of the Pākehā for your health and well-being. Turn your heart to the treasures of your ancestors as a crown upon your head. Turn your soul unto God, the creator of all things. Now, within a time frame, things didn't stay the same. You see, just like the Cody dieback disease toils through my soil, so did issues attacking Māori. Land wars, discrimination, hate, Māori child abuse, stemming from a British colonial way of life, with physical punishments for speaking our native tongue. And then they were protected by the 1867 Milford Schools Act. With many mistakes creating hate, soon it was too late and, well, it became our fate. I have seen and felt things that have truly made me melt. Sometimes it's the ones that are silently in pain with a smile that tries to remain that slit. At the risk no longer wanting to exist, and I have felt that rope. I have felt that rope tied with hope around my branch. And within a second, I feel my branch fall heavy. No longer steady as a young one has ended their time and is left behind, only captured by the mind. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe it will truly achieve. Yes, we have a high suicide rate amongst our youth, and that's the truth. But it's merely just an issue swept under the rug and suppressed. Not addressed because, well, it's too confronting. But what is more confronting is the 500 New Zealanders who end their time by their own hand. I am a 51.2 Cody tree, and I stand at Waipawa Forest. I'll continue to watch over you and hope you use your time wisely. As Māori, we have our own time frame, which is half past late. But half past late is a huge mistake that cannot be our fate. I'll continue to stand strong and watch over you and hope you achieve your goals. Just because it shines bright does not mean it's right. Sometimes the best remarks are the small sparks within the dark. Time waits for no one. Thank you.